What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 3 of the Tony V Experiment. Got my boy Nick Jones from way back in the day with us today. Big shout out, big thanks for you to come and join us.
So delighted, thank you. Man. It's an honor. Thank you.
Tony V Experiment, everybody. It's about the experiment that is life, the trials and tribulations, the successes, the failures. I joked around with Robert Clark last week about it, like, whether you're going up to a girl at the bar for the very first time, that shit is an experiment. Finding out what you like, finding out what you're good at. So that's it. That's what this is about. That's what we're going to talk about. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. I think it's going to really kind of touch and reach a lot of, you know, all the parents out there when we're talking about their kids and all that good stuff. So a lot of fun stuff I want to get to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Robert, the question he asked me last week on the show was, you know, what's your legacy? What do you want your legacy to be? And at the end of the day, it was, I use an analogy of, like, I want a lot of people at my funeral. Not for a selfish reason, not because I want, you know, if I'm dead and I'm floating above my body and I'm looking down at the funeral below me, if nobody shows up, I wouldn't be upset because, like, I'm, oh man, nobody liked me. Yeah. Like, that wouldn't be it. It would be, I didn't make a big enough of a positive impact on enough people. And so
up.
I failed. And so my legacy is just that, or what I want my legacy to be is just that, that from a positive standpoint, from influencing people to be better and make those choices that you just talked about, like, that I've influenced enough people, because if we can influence that each, if each one of us can influence that many people, then guess what? Then they're going to influence that many people.
Man.
And sooner or later, we're going to fucking smoke out all the bullshit and all the negativity. And
the more brains you touch, man, the better chance to spark the brain of the one that's going to matter. You know what I mean? Tupac said that shit. And, eventually there's gonna be somebody that's big time, dude. And it could be one of fucking Vinny's friends or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit, it could be fucking Vinny.
Yeah.
And that's gonna do something so, like, exponentially influential, dude.
Well, and that's the other crazy thing is I've talked about it before when it comes to business. Like, for example, right? So we're doing this podcast, YouTube thing, probably got, maybe we're up to like 9 or 10 viewers now. So we're closing in on double digits.
Making waves.
And there's two ways to grow. Like, right? Like, you put out, you just, you know, content after content after content to get, you know, start adding up your viewer base. And over time that can happen. The other thing that can happen is you put out one piece of content, this guy. Joyner Lucas, so we just said, right? Like, I hadn't heard about him before.
Yeah.
And who knows how much stuff he had put out. All it takes is one piece of content to make you blow up.
Catch fire.
Right?
Man. Catch fire, because it matters.
Yeah, because it matters. Yeah. And the same thing. We may be able to influence thousands or millions of people, and that volume will eventually start to impact other people.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, maybe you just hit one. Mm-hmm. But that one person is that person who changes the world.
Does that fucking video.
Does that video. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this guy was influenced by somebody that motivated him, and then he does this, which then motivates millions of others. So I guess at the end of the day, it's, so don't look at it as just, you know, I have to have X amount of people in front of me to be able to motivate and inspire, because all it takes is one to really, you know, set everything in motion.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
The other thing I want to talk to you about, and I think we've kind of already led into it, so I think it's a perfect transition, is, like, your positivity. So, obviously, I've known you for an extremely long time, and you have always been one of the most, like, positive, like, individuals I've ever met. Like, obviously, good energy and fun and all that stuff, but I just mean just straight fucking positive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you already kind of touched on it, and you're saying that you always say, like, is, I love my life.
Yeah.
I love my life.
Or at any given moment, man, this is the greatest time of my motherfucking life.
Yeah. So how do you stay, like, what gave you that mindset, that you know, that personality trait? Like, what do you do to maintain it? Like, when there is shit, right? Because there's some days that are just shit. Like, it doesn't matter how how positive you are, but how do you turn that shit into staying positive and you never let it deter you from that path?
Honestly, perspective, man. I know it's love fucking that. Cliche.
No, dude, but, I fucking love that.
But it's somebody out there is for real struggling, you know? And I feel like I'm fucking blessed. And it's not, you know, what you do for a living. It's not about how much money you make. It's about the people you surround yourself with. You know what I mean? And my family is everything to me, you know? And my friends. It's like, I got friends that are fucking family. You know what I mean? Like you're not my friend. That's family. You feel me? You know what I mean? So with that, if I'm having a fucked up day, like, what's my fucked up day, man? You know what I mean? Like, I got pimple.
Yeah.
Some shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if some real tragic shit happens, yeah, that's a bad day, but why did it happen? And somebody out there is on some real fucked up shit. And when you are able to see how somebody else struggles, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and be like, yo, do I really have a reason to be upset? Like, no. Because life does come at you, and it comes at you hard. It also ends quick. And I want to have fun every fucking day. That's just real shit. You know, when we hang out, man, fuck that. The minute we walk in, play the music, do some
Let's
shit.
Let's go.
Have some fucking fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because what's the alternative, man? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you could be down and out, but sitting there and moping, fuck.
What's it going to do?
Yeah, dude, it's not going to. You know what it's going to do? It's going to affect everybody else. Now everybody else is in a shitty fucking mood. You know what I mean? So like you can.
It's like cancer, man.
You're in a good. Spread. You're in a good. Yeah, dude. You're in a good ass mood. Let everybody feel that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just music is a big deal for me. You know, there's not a day I get in the car and I don't blast something or you know, hip hop, EDM, whatever, the old punk shit we used to. You know, all that shit that matters because it changes. It changes the mood. You know, and it's just a. For me, it's a waste of time if you get hit in the fucking face to stay down. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you don't start fixing it right away, all it's going to do is grow. And then you can become fucking miserable. And that's my biggest fear, is to like not smile one day.
Well, and you know, we all know those people. There's people out there that are. They're just miserable every single day.
Miserable fucking people.
You said two things that I believe... I can't even begin to describe how much I believe in them. Yeah, you said perspective, and what's the alternative?
It's big, man. It's big.
Like, what's the alternative is simple. I mean, it's as like straightforward as basic as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
People ask, you know, how do you say, what else am I going to do? I'm just going to sit here and mope all day and not get anything accomplished and be... As far as I'm concerned, you don't need any other explanation other than that. What's the alternative?
And if you
how do you stay motivated? What's the alternative?
What else? What else am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Sit here, like, there's always somebody out there that has it worse, man. It's just, like I said, I know that's cliche, but fuck, man, there's people out there struggling, you know? So how am I not supposed to smile?
And I said that in last week's talk with Robert when we were talking about legacy. And I, you know, gave my reason that I just talked about. My reasoning for that is I believe we have an obligation.
Yeah.
Like being here in the United States and having the opportunity that like billions of people do not have in the world that live in third world countries and live in shit or are fearing for their lives or, you know, they can't believe in the religion that they want to believe in because of there's fear of persecution or, you know, they're afraid that their kid is going to be hurt as they walk to school, whatever it is, right? Like
crazy, man.
And so if you have even the smallest opportunity, you owe it, not even to yourself, you owe it to all the people that don't get an opportunity, you know what I mean, to do right.
To take that shit.
Yeah, to take it. So that maybe one day... Like, they might have that opportunity because you've helped build that platform for others.
How many stories are probably out there where somebody reached out? Somebody handed a homeless individual a 20, and he turned that in to a razor, a shaved face, a cheap Goodwill suit, and a fucking job.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like we said, man, be kind. Like, that only brings good shit. if you're like a good person, you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Because even if you are struggling, if you're a good person, then there's going to be another good person that's not struggling that'll help you with your struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, it comes down to like, I swear to God, man, I raised Vinny to be confident and kind, and the rest will fucking fall into place. I don't know what he's a genius at, man. You know what I mean? But if he's confident and he's kind, when he finds out what it is he's great at, he's going to run with that shit. Why? Because he has confidence. You know what I mean?
Confidence and then
he's gonna
is get the to foundation of everything, man.
You know? Yeah, and then you get to know people because you're kind, man. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And people want to do shit for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of Vinny, so this is one of the main things that I want to talk about. And this is the kind of stuff that I was talking about. Everything that I just think is really going to hit home to a lot of parents and everything out there.
Yeah, let's get it.
I'm one that, if anybody knows me, I am a not an advocate, I guess, for how the education system currently is in America. Mm-hmm. And you told me something a couple weeks ago or whatever it was, a few weeks ago. How old's your boy now?
10 and a half.
And he's going to a regular school, right?
Yeah.
What grade is that?
Yeah, he's a fifth grader.
Fifth grade?
Fifth grader, yeah.
And he wasn't, well, actually, I don't even know. I mean, I was going to, because my original thought was that he wasn't doing too hot.
No, he's
and that
good.
And that you took him out because of it. But tell the story because I thought it was, it's awesome. So go and then I'll get into my talk.
I'll leave the schools out of this shit just because. He's at a mainstream school, fifth grader, and we had a parent-teacher conference. They always go the same, you know. He likes to talk in class, no shit. His schoolwork's fine, but he likes to talk in class. So he finishes his schoolwork fast so he can talk in class, you know. And I asked said teacher, okay, so what are we learning right now up to this point? It had been, you know, a little while. So what subjects have we covered? Math, science, and reading comprehension. I already know reading, he could read fast. But if he doesn't like what he's reading, legitimately remembers nothing.
Dude, reading comprehension was hands down my worst 100%, subject.
100%.
Because you don't care.
I feel his pain.
I remember taking those tests, whatever, yeah. And the story we're reading was some bullshit that you couldn't give two shits about.
They're fucking ridiculous, man. These are some boring ass stories. Like,
so how are you gonna remember?
Yeah, you know. And so I feel Vinny. So she says, okay, he gets it done fast, and he talks this and that. She proceeds to tell me that his level of focus, because he likes to talk to people, was too low to get good grades in these subjects. So. Mind you, it's me, Ashley, and Vinny at this conference. So now the kids go to the conference. It's fucking ridiculous, but they do. So she proceeds to tell me that he has to be looking at somebody else's work. It's a nice way to say he's fucking cheating.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is easy for him. You know what I mean? He's a lefty. Like, that math shit is easy for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just because he does it fast and wants to talk, don't fucking call him a cheater. You know what I mean? Like, he's bored in your class because this is all you guys do. And then the reading comprehension, he kind of sucks at. So it's like, okay, math, science, and now she's fucking yelling at me or whatever because I'm not doing good in reading comp. So she's basically taking reading comp and saying that's how he should be doing in all his shit. Well, no. You know what I mean? Everybody's fucking different. So some teachers are taking the kid that does great in every subject and basically making that the curve. Right, so Vinny has to do great in every subject, or he's just fucking disruptive. You know what I mean? He's got his whole group of friends that are fucking disruptive. He goes to lunch, and he got in trouble for playing football with a fucking pine cone, man. They used to want us to do shit like that, and he got in trouble for. And then the fucking yard dude can tell me like, you know, that's dangerous, this and that. So what is he supposed to do? Eat lunch and fucking read? That makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, let these kids do. So it's just different. So I found a school. That after
took him out.
Yeah, I swiped that after that conference. That was the last day at said school for Vincent because he's doing his schoolwork, but he's not getting any actual one-on-one. So if he's that good at math and science, why aren't you fucking helping him with reading comp instead of coming in here bitching at me about this shit? You know what I mean? Like, help him, but you don't want to help him. Why? Because he disrupts your class every once in a while, and now you're upset about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I yanked him, dude, because that's my kid. And his best interest, as all parents, you know what I mean, are my number one priority. So I put him in a school that is, you know, Vinny's a music kid. You know what I mean? He likes music. He likes dance. He thinks he's a battle rapper. The whole shit. You know what I mean? Like, so I put him somewhere where he could flourish in that and still get all the math and reading or whatever. But him having to focus a little bit more on reading and reading comp, like, it's not the reading. He's a reader. But the reading comp, remembering the shit, he, you know, I went into the school and I told him, like, yo, he struggles with this shit. But if you got a fucking, like, you know, you got a science project or math, put him on it. Well, he's going to dominate, guaranteed. If you got a Christmas performance, put that motherfucker up front. You know what I mean? Because he's going to dominate. And they were with it. So, okay, so what do we want to do? So I went in there and we went over, like, SMART goals, right? And I'm like, these are what we're going to focus on. So now they focus on it. You know, if he's this good at this, we can get him ahead, you know, so he can work ahead in math that other kids are in. And then we can focus on his reading comprehension. It's just, it's a place, you know, where he can, where his headphones, man. You know what I mean? Like, we have to adapt. As parents, I have to adapt to the curriculum now. You know, when we were going through all this shit, we had to go to a library, man, get cliff notes and shit. I don't know how many reports I turned in that were basically the cliff notes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Fuck. So, but not like if I had Wikipedia, I would have got a 4.3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, we have to adapt and we actually have to teach these kids shit outside of the books because everything's accessible now.
Well, it's accessible, you know? and we gotta, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. My whole thing with the education system is that it's so old. I mean, it hasn't been changed. I mean, the education ancient, is a system, it's the same system now in 2017 mm-hmm. that it was when I was first in school in the 80s.
Fuck, hell yeah.
And I'm sure it's the same as it was back in the 70s and the 60s and God knows when.
Except they don't teach fucking cursive, dude. They don't even teach cursive, dude. How the fuck is he going to sign his name? What the fuck's he gonna do? Just, there's no signature because they don't teach cursive because that's the one thing we're gonna get rid of. Get rid of reading comp, man.
You know, if he gets a stamp, he doesn't need a note cursive.
That's right. See, and everybody can have a fucking stamp. You're just gonna put your phone some shit. Boom. It's ridiculous, but.
But yeah. You pulled him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the key to all this is because with the education being as short-sighted and tunnel visioned as it is, it's gearing one type of education.
One type of student.
For one type of student when there are a million different types of personalities that learn a million different types of ways. Some people that are good at arts versus science versus sports versus all these different things. And if you don't fall into that one category, you get, you know what I mean? You're labeled as dumb.
Yeah, and that was what he was labeled.
And I didn't even know. I mean, the fact that you're telling me that he's going to the parent-teacher conferences and he's sitting in front of the teacher who is essentially telling him right now that he's a cheater.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that kid's going to remember that?
That's crazy. It, honestly, I was like, fucking, but if I start saying something, man, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then at the time, I didn't know that I was going to yank him. So I couldn't necessarily come back because if I do and I say some off the wall shit, he's going to pay the price for that the next day. You know what I mean? And she's also going to be like, oh, that's why you're fucking disruptive, dude. You're your dad. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't think it's an it. Well, I don't think it's a fucking issue if you try. Vinny would tell me he'd ask somebody for help, right? Because she didn't want to help his ass. So he'd ask for somebody for help, and she'd tell him, stop talking. Not even asking, like, yo. And Vinny's telling me this shit. Now I know Vinny can shut up sometimes. I know that shit. At the same time, there's also that straight-A student that goes to fucking lunch and sits by themselves, and that's also an issue.
Well, that's what they don't teach. They don't teach all the stuff that really is going to matter.
Right.
Like,
you know what I mean?
One of the main subjects that I think does matter is math. I mean, that shit is going to help you throughout life. Everything else from reading comprehension and reading Catcher in the Rye or whatever else other dumbass books we had to read as a kid. Like, that is not going to help you in the real world. It is not going to help you with success. It's not going to help you with the people skills that we both know are so crucial in surviving in the real world.
Absolutely.
And, kids may get A's and they may be 5.0 students. And, you know, maybe they'll make it all the way through school and they'll become, you know, a doctor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But maybe they won't even get that far because they'll be the kid in the corner who has no friends, who is depressed,
who is fucking sad.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Who ends up getting into drugs or, God forbid, the suicidal yeah. type stuff that we end up getting into yeah. because they don't have that other stuff. And it's so refreshing to hear that you had the balls as a parent to pull your kid out, because there's so many parents that don't.
Yeah.
And not because, for whatever reason, but like parents out there, like so many of these kids are diagnosed with ADD and all this other bullshit, and they're medicated beyond God knows what. And I'm not a doctor. I can't say for sure what exists, what doesn't exist. All I can see is that I know that people learn shit differently. So here's the crazy thing. So I was talking to Naomi, our operations manager, before you got here, kind of talking about, you know, what you did with Vinny, and you took him out of school and everything, and we started talking about ADD. And again, I don't know if this is true or not. This is, you know, I'm hearing this as a third-party resource, but she's telling me that psychiatrists, there's a convention that they go to every year that psychiatrists essentially vote on what new mental health diseases are. Like, what would qualify as one, and them, along with pharmaceutical companies, then create, you know, medication for these so-called diseases, or whatever you want to call them. And at the end of the day, like, pharma is just such big business. Like, all they give a shit about is a paycheck. You know what I mean? They're in there to make money. And so we got all these poor kids who are getting medicated for stuff that probably could be resolved if parents were to do stuff like you're doing, which is, all right, that's just not their thing. Like, you don't have to get straight A's to be successful. You don't have to be great in English.
Tell me shit.
Yeah, like, you just find what you're fucking good at and just follow that path. Like,
it's gotten so easy now. If you can't sit still, you got something.
Yeah, you got something wrong with you.
You got some disorder.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not.
That's terrifying for a parent that doesn't want or doesn't know how to question somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like.
Well, and then it comes back to their confidence, because not only does that destroy the kid's confidence, but I think the parents, who sometimes are afraid to then step in, could possibly, they're the ones who lack that confidence.
Yeah.
Like, you have that confidence to say, no, like, I know what works. I know what's necessary.
Well, I'm at least going to try.
Yeah, I'm at least going to try. Like, and so you make that step. Yeah. And so the scary part is for the parents that don't make that step. You know, like, I got to pull this up right now. So our other manager here, Pat, sent this to me. Again, because I was talking about your story this morning. And so this is a... So our membership director, Pat, in Valencia, his girlfriend sent him this, ironically, like yesterday. And it was something that she saw. It was shared on social media and Facebook. And it's this school principal from Singapore that sends this letter out to all the parents of all the kids before their final exams. And this is what it reads. Dear parents, the exams of your children are to start soon. I know you are all really anxious for your child to do well, but please do remember, amongst the students who will be sitting for the exams, there is an artist who doesn't need to understand math. There's an entrepreneur who doesn't care about history or English literature. There's a musician whose chemistry marks won't matter. There's an athlete whose physical fitness is more important than physics. If your child does get top marks, that's great. But if he or she doesn't, please don't take away their self-confidence and dignity from them. Tell them it's okay, it's just an exam. They are cut out for much bigger things in life. Tell them no matter what they score, you love them and will not judge them. Please do this, and when you do, watch your children conquer the world. One exam or a low mark won't take away their dreams and talent. And please do not think that doctors and engineers are the only happy people in the world. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever read.
Incredible.
Because it is so effing true, man.
100%.
I watched 100%. This thing the other day that was talking about goals. And I'm not going to get into the details of it. But at the end of the day, the talk was about how so many people, like, they think about, oh, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer, whether because they think that's what they want to do or that's what their parents are telling them that they should do.
Right.
And so they live their entire life based upon achieving this goal of becoming a lawyer. And so they go to, you know, they go to school and they make sure they get good grades so that they can, you know, go to get a, you know, go to college and they get good grades so they can get, you know, get their doctorate and then go to law school and then do all this, right? And by the time they get to being an actual lawyer, they realize that they're miserable, that they don't like their job, that here they are, they've just now spent 30 years or close to it of their life following a path that they didn't even really know if they would like the end.
Yeah.
And they got there anyways, and I forget what the percentage was, so don't quote me on it, but it was something along the lines of, like, the lawyers have one of the highest rates of, like, unhappiness of amongst all professions, like 50% or something like that. And
like,
so
crazy.
At the end of the day, doctors, engineers, lawyers, just because you're well off financially or you think that it's a good position, it doesn't mean you're going to be happy. And so find what you're good at, find what you love, and just be
run
willing to,
it,
to, you know.
Run with it, because, you know, I can't.
Adaptable.
I'm, as we talked about, a happy fucking dude. Yeah, Vinny will bring me his math homework. And I'm like, yo, you know, obviously, like, use your cell phone, dude. There's a calculator on that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's not my suit. But I'm a happy motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and you know that. And you and you have the self-awareness to know what you're good at and the path that you want to follow. And, you know, you put Vinny on that path, and that's what matters.
It starts with confidence, man. You know what I mean? Because if you know, like, okay, yeah. So I fucking suck at math, dude. You know what I mean? But I'm good at some other shit. You know what I mean? So this is where I want to take what I want to do to be my kind of successful. You know what I mean? Like,
and you realize it doesn't matter that if you suck at math.
Right.
You realize if you have the self-confidence and the self-awareness to realize I suck at math, but it's not that big a deal because I know I'm good as shit at this. That's all that matters.
You're going to be your kind of successful. You know what I mean? Everybody's got something to bring to the table. And that's awesome. You know what I mean? At the end of Jerry Maguire, man, love that fucking movie. Dude says, I love my life. I love my wife. I wish you my kind of success. Fucking money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Knowledge of everything. You know, you don't have to have all that. But that's just simply put, like, I love my wife. I love my life. I wish you my kind of success. That goes hard.
Yeah.
Man. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you don't have to have it all. Yeah, okay, money doesn't, we say money doesn't bring happiness. Yeah, having money makes it easier to be happy. But what's money without people to share that shit
yeah.
with? Or, you know what I mean? Or fake-ass fucking friends. You know, like, loyalty? You want to talk about top three on your fucking list? You know, loyalty, the people you care about. You know what I mean? Like, my friends. You know, my fucking family. Like, that kind of shit is, I don't know, what'll change the course, man. You know what I mean? It starts with these kids. One kid at a time.
And
you know?
Continuing on this whole confidence thing. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about is, since we're on this social media trend and videos that come out, and did you see the video on that kid? I can't think of his name now. It came out, it was on Facebook. Anyways, this mom posted this video of this kid in their car. He's crying, talking about how all these kids at school are picking on him and bullying him and all. And I don't know if, again, I'm not sure if you know exactly what I'm talking about or not. Mm-hmm. It got way blown out of proportion. Like, it became this whole, like, oh, the parents are like these.
KKK.
Yeah, like, they're like these racist, huh?
Keaton Jones
okay. is the kid's name.
Okay.
And it became this thing where, like, the parents are racist and they're just trying to get money. And it was, at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't care any about all that. Like, here the media goes spinning stuff. Whether they are or they aren't really isn't the point of why I want to talk about it. Because, as always, the main important message, which is bullying, got lost. And the focus became some other nonsense.
As it always does.
But the bullying part is obviously something that runs rampant and will always run rampant.
Right.
And I want to get your opinion on it, because I'm going to lay out what I think. We always talk about like, we got to stop bullying. And we have these anti-bullying campaigns. And I'm on board. I'm with it. I get it. Problem is the parents that have the kids, right, that become the bullies or the, you know, that are bullying so-and-so, like, the power that we have to stop them from bullying is minimal.
Yeah.
What we have power, unlimited power in, is giving our kids the confidence that when the bullying comes, because you're better off to assume shit's gonna happen. So let's prepare my kid, let's give him the confidence. So when it does, like, yeah, it might bug him a little bit, but it's gonna brush off his shoulder. It's not gonna be something that destroys him or her and weighs on them because they have that foundation.
And
so that's what I've always thought. But what's your thought? I mean, especially with you having a kid in school who, you know what I mean?
In that same regard, with confidence, if we're starting with the building of confidence at home, that will somewhat alleviate the bullies themselves, because bullies have no confidence. Bottom line.
Yeah.
They suffer from their own insecurities, and they're in a household where they're not made to feel like anything. So, yeah, I give Vinny the confidence to be able to combat a bully, but he also has the confidence
to never become one. I love
that.
I mean?
Heck so, yeah. Because in what world does someone that's confident about themselves actually want to make somebody feel like shit about something that they have wrong with them? Or give them a false complex, or, you know, implant an insecurity. If you're confident in yourself, you're never going to want to treat people like that. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know this. When we were in high school, there was a girl that she suffered from a disease where her legs didn't grow. Her name was Carrie. And she was in a wheelchair all the time. And so I made an agreement with my teachers. After lunch and after nutrition, I could take her to class. You know what I mean? And that was for anybody like that might ever want to say some cruel shit about what she suffers from. If hopefully they could see like that I'm pushing, you know, that I'm pushing her wheelchair, that I'm taking her to class, and people seeing that, you know, the sort of people that might say something just foul or mean, you know, would think twice to actually say it to her face. Because, you know, if she were to come to me and say, hey, so-and-so made fun of me, then I could go tell you that, and then we could tell the rest of the crew, and then we would go and confront this person that is being cruel for no reason. You know what I mean? And that was, I don't want to say my way, because I wanted to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to, you know, I gave him the fucking phone number to the Nokia, bro. You know what I mean? Like, so she could call, and like, if she was ever upset or whatever, and we just shoot the shit. You know what I mean? And you know, I just think the teaching that, you know, Vinny's been opening the door, like, those little things. But ever since he could actually hold the door open, he's been doing that shit. You know what I mean? Because it's important. That starts the fire to be a good person, you know. And I can't tell him what to do. I have to teach him to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to watch my every fucking move, man. You know, so... Yep. I have an obligation to him to be my best me, because I'm not going to talk at my son. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to lead by example and do my very best to make him want to do good shit. Not just, I did this for this person, and not really like feel that. Cause that feeling when you do something special for somebody, that's enough. You don't need to tell everybody about it. You know what I mean? Like that's enough, because you're making your own dent. And I think, I don't know, man. I think our kids could change the fucking world.
If
it starts.
I mean, that's the whole next generation thing. And they can. Yeah. If we give them the right guidance and we give them that confidence. I was talking to Robert about this, and then we can wrap up here. But I was talking about how, I said something about like my expectation level of others and how, you know what I mean? Like, I'll never be disappointed. And he was saying, well, the reason why you'll never be disappointed is because you're already whole yeah. as an individual. You're confident and you're whole. So you don't need that reassurance yeah. from somebody else.
Right.
And the confidence thing, from a bullying standpoint and from being a good person standpoint, it's the same thing. When you're confident and you're whole as a human, as a person, as an individual, then you don't need to bring someone else down to build yourself up.
If that makes you feel good, there's something wrong, dude. You know, if you're a good person, do you, and be good and be kind, because that shit fucking matters, man. It just does.
Like it you does. Said, man.
Spark the brain. It's gonna change the world.
It'll change the world.
For real.
Cool. That's it, guys. Thanks for watching. Parents, instill some confidence in your kids. Makes a world of difference. Thanks for watching, guys. Episode 4. We're coming. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man.